No, God bless you.
Thank you. I'm going to give a testimony. God bless you all. And God bless you and me also. I need for myself also. And I'm so blessed and honored to having here in the wonderful state called Atlanta. And we are very thankful to God who opened the door for us this year also to have fellowship of the wonderful believers. And, you know, as Mr. Donnie shared, you know, to refill our buckets, because we visited many places and we empty our bucket there. And yesterday we started from the youth fellowship and the leaders meeting, and really, you know, it's half now. So. But today in the morning when you all shared your testimony, it's overflowing. So I need to pour now. So I'm very thankful to God and Mr. Donnie and his wife who invited us, and also the wonderful believers who are praying for us and for our country, and we are also praying for you. And he told me that this time he gave me a chance to share first, so I'm thankful to God, because when he shares, he took a long time. And I missed my chance. Well, like, and he shared just like 5 minutes back, you know, sometimes we don't ask, but God knows. So maybe God gave me a chance first this time to share with you. And one more thing, you know, yesterday I was showing my Bible in the youth fellowship, and one of my wonderful brother, Daniel, you know, he might saw more closer, you know. And in the evening he came to me, and he said, "I saw your Bible, but God put in my heart to give you something." I said, "Okay." So he gave me one new wonderful Bible. So even, you know, what happened, you know, we were in a hurry, you know, when we were leaving for U.S., so I didn't get the chance to bind my Bibles. So, but God knows, and even I didn't pray, but God knows, you know, so he supplied me one. Thank you very much, and thank God. And, you know, when you were all sharing your testimony, like yesterday, today, and I'm so confused, and I was praying to God, what should I share? But I'm going to share with you, because you all knew everything, you know, like praying for labors. God is Ekbalo, you labors. For healing, you are doing wonderful healing. She shared about her daughter and, you know, casting out devils. Everything you know. So one thing, you know, I'm very blessed by my wonderful, beautiful little sister. She, you know, remind me a wonderful testimony, and which happened in India. And the testimony is like the same age. She's 8 and he's 7 years old. So first we will open our Bible and we will see, like, from Numbers. And don't worry, I'm going to make it short, because, you know, it happens in India, you know, sometimes the fellowship, we think, you know, the fellowship will be of 2 hours, but it goes up to 6 hours. Like, I saw the same thing, it happened, you know, here, you know, the testimony was so wonderful testimony, you know, everybody has testimony. So I will make my, you know, sharing shorter. And you know, like, I felt like home when, you know, I was sharing testimony and the fellowship. I felt that I'm in India, you know, when you all were sharing in the testimony. Same heart, you know, and same love. We are very thankful to you. You really loved us a lot. I saw this thing. And but one thing, you know, and everything I saw, it's common, like testimony, songs, believers, everything is common. But one thing, you know, I think it's not common in India and U.S. that you sit on the chairs and we sit on the floor. That's the difference. But otherwise, you know, everything is same. So I would like to open, you know, like Numbers 23. Ginti. It's written, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? So, you know, we knew that who is our Father. He's a heavenly Father, and he's our God. He's not our God, he's our Father. And when we pray for the labors, and God sent us a labor, the first thing we share with them, you know, who is one true God and what relation we have with God. And when the people, they came to know that God is our Father, He's not our God, He's our Father, and He don't wait, you know, just He, whatsoever they listen, they go back. And whatsoever they need, they pray, and Father, our Father is faithful. And, you know, and He does the thing. So, the testimony, you know, which I was, I remember when she was sharing in the morning, and it's a testimony of a boy who is 7 years old, and he started going to the school, and he can read Bible a little bit, you know, like very few, but he comes every day in the fellowship. Like, we don't have fellowship every day, but his mother is so much interested. She said, can I come every day? And we said, yes, it's up to you. You will be blessed. So she started coming every day. And when other people saw that she's coming every day, and they started also coming to every day. So, and the boy started coming every day, and he's so blessed. And, you know, he was very naughty. And when he comes in your house, there will be an earthquake in your house. You know, there is a TV, and he will take the remote and start, you know, playing with the remote. And if you have a tape recorder, start playing with that. So the mother first she prayed for her son, that God, I felt ashamed when I take him to with me and what he do. So she started praying for his son. And what happens when now he comes in the every evening, even we don't know he's in the home. He's so quiet and sitting, you know, like, but other people think, you know, he might not listening or he might not doing something. But the day when last month when we were leaving for US, last week he shared his testimony, you know, which really blessed all the believers. So what happened, you know, he got a report card from the school, and teacher told to the mother that you should take him to our private tuition, otherwise he will flunk this year. He's so weak in the studies. So the mother felt very bad, and she went back and she prayed, God, where should I took him to the tuition so that he can get good marks and can, you know, go to the another next class. So God put in her heart, mother's heart, to take him this tuition. So the mother brought the son to the tuition, and he started going there every day. And one day, you know, the boy, he went to the tuition, and he knocked the door, and the teacher opened the door. So what he saw, you know, the teacher was crying. So he asked, teacher, why are you crying? And she said, do you know, 2 hours before, my mother, she got admitted in the hospital, and doctor said she will not come back in home, she will die. And because she had high diabetes, and her legs were swollen this much big, and there is no hope. And she was keep crying and crying and crying. So the boy, he's a very good boy, like seven-year-old, and he said that, don't worry, you know, our God can heal her. So, you know, when he was sharing this thing, and she said, who is your God? So, and then he asked, who is your God? So she took her, so she was confused, so she took the boy in the room, and there was this much big temple, and there were about 4, 5, 7 idols, and she said, these are my gods. And these are your God also? He said, no, these are not my God. My God, you have 7 gods, I have only 1 God. So I don't have any confusion to go to whom I should pray. I knew I should pray for 1 true God. And then she said, who is your God? So he started sharing from the scripture, you know, not the scripture, you know, what he was learning with her mother. He started sharing with the teacher and said, I know 1 true God, and he's unseen God. And do you know unseen God? She said, yes, I know unseen God. So he said, I pray to him. And if you pray to 1 unseen God, you know, he can heal your mother. And she didn't believe and said, how it happened? So, you know, he shared an example. There was a TV, was there, and then he asked the question to the teacher, what is this? And she said, it's a TV. So the boy asked to the teacher, if something happened to the TV, can you fix the TV? And she said, no. And he asked, who can fix the TV? And she said, you know, the mechanic who make the TV. So then it's very hot in India, so there was a fan, and he asked, what is this? And she said, it's a fan. So, and again he asked, if something happened to the fan, will you fix it? And she said, no. Then again, who can fix? And she said, you know, the fan mechanic. And then after a minute, and he said, what is this? And she said, it's our body. Then he asked, who can fix it? God or a doctor? So, you know, she became quiet for 5 minutes. And finally she said, oh, God can heal. So he said, see, you know, like if you go to God, and what happens, you know, if you took your mother to the doctor, what doctor said, she's not going to live, pray to God. So even though spending such a lot of money to the doctor, spending so much time to the doctor, why shouldn't you go directly to the God and he can heal your mother? And she said, how can I heal her? And then the teacher said to the boy, how can I heal her? So he started sharing about the healing. And he said, okay, you don't know because you are very new. I will do ministering for you. So maybe, you know, the teacher faith will be 50-50. But the boy faith was for 1,000 persons. So he commanded the diabetes, you know, I command you, just go away in the name of Jesus Christ and don't come back. So the teacher was listening. But the teacher was 50-50 in her faith. So she said, okay, please don't come for 2 days. I am giving you holiday, a week, off. And the boy became happy because he don't have to come back for the 2 days. He said, thank you. And he went back and, you know, after two days, you know, boy had to go back again to the tuition. So he went back again to the tuition. Again, he knocked the door, and the teacher opened the door. But this time, there was a big smile. And the mother grabbed hold the boy's hand and took him to the room and opened the room. And the boy, what he saw, there was a mother. And she was absolutely fine and something eating, she was eating. So then the teacher again, she said, you know, do you know, my mother is back, thankful to God. But now she cannot listen and she cannot see because of diabetes. So he said, when God can take her back, He can give her sight back and she can listen. So he said, what to do? Then he said, just command. So again, you know, the boy command the ears to be open. And at the same time, she started listening. But then again, teacher said, she cannot see. He said, it's also nothing hard to God. So he commanded the eyes to get healed and start watching, you know. And now gradually she started looking. And now do you know what happens in the tuition? When the boy goes for the tuition, an hour teacher teaches boy, and after an hour, boy teach teacher. So, you know, from the both ways. So, and you know, and then, you know, next week he came to the fellowship and we asked anybody has a testimony to share, and he's the one who raised his hand. I think you saw him in our home, but you don't remember his face. So, he raised his hand. He said, I would like to share something. And we said, okay, share. So he stood up and he shared all the things which I'm sharing with you. But the last thing he shared, which really blessed me, and do you know what he shared? He said, do you know I prayed for one labor and God gave me one labor. So even I never taught him. He never taught him. Nobody taught him praying for labors. But we will open the book of our Bible again, Romans 10:17, what it says. Yeah, it's written, you know. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, you know. He was listening when he was coming with his mother, but he was listening. We were sharing with her, you pray for labor, you have a desire, you pray. And she was, because she had many questions, how I win people, you know, what I have to do. So we were sharing with her, you know, pray for labors, and God will give you labors. And he said, I prayed and God gave me one labor. So it's so, you know, what I would like to share with you, it's so easy for us to get people, you know, from God, not from our own ability. And, you know, I did the same thing when we were visited last year and we shared in Atlanta also, pray for labors. So, and then we stayed for more 15 days and then we were going back to India. And I was in the plane. And I was thinking, God, I shared with the wonderful believers of U.S. praying for labors. Now it's my job, my time to pray for labors. Because I knew, you know, next time if I get the chance to visit U.S. again, and if any believer will ask me, you were sharing about praying for the labors, did you pray? So I don't want to be ashamed, you know, in them. So give me one labor when I go back. So I was praying and I went back there. And I said, God, I'm not going to search anyone, you know. You send me in my home. And I prayed, and what happened after 3-4 months, somebody called me and said, hi, are you Ashish? I said, yes. And he said, hi, my name is Gyan Singh. And yes, and then greetings, you know, and then how are you? And he said, I got your number from someone, and can you come to my home? And I said, for what? He said, can you share me from the scripture? And I said, oh, just hold on. Then I prayed to God, I ask you that the labor, you know, the labor should follow me. But he said, I follow him. So it's something different, you know, but I pray that he should come to me, but he's, you know, calling me to visit his home. So God put in my heart, you should go there. So I said, okay, I will come. And he gave me his address. It's about just 10 miles, like half an hour from my house. So I just, in half an hour, I went to his home, and his wife opened the door. But when the wife opened the door, the same thing I saw, you know, the man was crying. And you know, like when man cries, it means there is something trouble. He's facing some trouble. So I asked him what happened. He said, I have, for the last 5 or 10, 7 years, I'm so sick. I had a pain of the whole leg. And for last 3 days, it's so much pain that I couldn't walk. And two people carry me and took me to, up to the restroom. Otherwise, even I cannot sit, I cannot lay down, I cannot move like this. So then, you know, I prayed to God, God, what should I share with him? Because he's a Hindu religion guy, not a Christian, and he never heard about the Bible. And I said, God, show me, what should I share with him? So, you know, I opened the Bible and like I opened the book, like 3 John chapter 1, 2. It said, beloved, I wish above all. So I shared with him, do you know the meaning of beloved? And he said, yes. And then I said, what? But he didn't answer, he didn't know. I said, do you know the meaning of beloved means to whom you love a lot? So I asked him, to whom do you love a lot? She said, I have 2 sons and I love my son very much. So I said, do you know whose saying is this, beloved? It's God's saying. And what God wants to tell you that you are, he is not your God, he's your father. And I asked your, and then I shared some examples with them. You know, I said, if your son needs a pencil at night and for tomorrow for the school, but he was busy in playing cricket or the baseball, but he forgot to tell you, but at midnight he remember, oh, I have to bring pencil tomorrow. And if I don't bring, you know, in India, you know, the teachers can beat their students. So they're really scared for the teachers. So he will worry because he knew if he not bring the pencil, tomorrow is going to beat, you know, the teacher is going to beat. So will he, when he wake up at midnight and wake you up, what happens? What will you ask him? You see the watch and you will see it's a midnight. And then you will touch him and you said, hey son, are you okay? And when he say, I'm okay, then what happens? You know, your worry will, there will be no worry because you will worry. What happened to my son? He came to me midnight. So, you know, and when he say, I'm fine, then you will be relaxed. And then he said, Dad, I forgot to tell you that I need a pencil tomorrow, but I will leave for the school at 7 a.m. So, but you will reply, will you ignore him? Or will you give him a good slap or what will you do? You know? So he said, and he said, no, I will tell him, don't worry, I will give you a pencil. And when the boy will go back to his bed, will he sleep good or not? He said, he will sleep good. I asked, why? Because he gave his worry to me, to the father. And it's now father's headache, you know. Maybe you are lazier, you wake up at 10 a.m., but for your son, you have to wake up at 5 a.m. because you know that, you know, he needs that. And if the nearby store is closed, what will you do? You will go further and further and further. And when you find the store, it's open, and you bring a pencil, will you bring up one pencil for him? No. You bring a bunch of pencils because you knew for the future he's not going to disturb you again, wake you up again, you know? It's the same thing, you know, with God. If you go to God and ask God, he's our father. And if you ask him, he will give you. So he was very blessed, and I shared this thing for half an hour, and his wife was there listening, and she saw the man, the husband. He can sit. So she told to his husband, hey, do you know? And he said, what? You can sit now. And he said, oh, yes, I can I can sit. There was very less pain. So I said, are you bored or is it enough? He said, no, share more. So, you know, like at the end of the scripture, it's written, and be in health. So what happens in India, you know, like I share another example with him. In India, there is a big festival called Diwali. And like you have Christmas, we have Christmas in US, and we have Diwali in India. And there is a big sale in India at that time. Like if you buy a big TV, a DVD player is free. If you buy a tape recorder, the DVDs are free. Or if you buy this is free. So the people, they wait for a whole year, you know, to get free things, you know. And they especially buy at that time. So I said, do you know when you walk with God, God gave you a free gift. And do you know what that gift? He said, what? And I said, then I read the whole scripture said, be in health. If you walk with God, you know, you never get sick. You'll be always fine. So, you know, then it's a long conversation, so I made it short. And I shared with him for three hours, and he got healed. And I didn't do minister healing. And I said, okay, I'm going to leave. So I stood up, he stood up. Again, his wife was watching what is happening. I started walking, he started following me. And his wife said, do you know what happened? She said, what happened now? She said, you are walking. He said, oh yes, I am walking. You know, he was so happy that he forgot about what he had. And he got healed and he's so wonderful. He was so happy. And then when I was leaving, and he asked me a question. He said, next time when you are coming. I said, next time I'm not coming. If you want hungry, if you want no more, to know more, follow me. I will not follow you. Like, because, you know, if you read the scripture, John chapter 1, and the John baptized was there, and with him Andrew and another disciples. And when the Christ was passing through, and John baptized said, "Hey, see the Lamb of the God." And the Andrew and the another disciple, they start following God. Maybe they follow him for an hour, 2 hours. Maybe when God took, when Christ took left turn, they also took the left turn. When Christ was walking straight, they were also walking straight. When he took right turn, he also right turn. So maybe Christ was, you know, he was noticing, "Who is following me?" Then he turned back and he asked, "What do you want?" And what they said, "Hey, Lord, where do you live?" But he said, "Come and see." He didn't say, "I will follow you." He said, "Follow me." And, you know, they spent a time, the whole night, and they didn't sleep. They, you know, Christ shared with him many, many things. And he went back, and he won. Andrew won his brother. You know, brother back. See, from the scripture, you know, from the law of the scripture, each one winning one.
Yes.
So we are doing the same thing. You know, so I remember this scripture, and I say, if you want to know more, follow me. So how do we know that he's a hungry soul? When he starts following you. And how do you know he's not a hungry soul? When you start following him. So God gave us such a simple method, you know, how we came to know it's like a hungry soul. So I said, "This is my address." And unfortunately, it was Sunday. And I went to his home on Sunday. And on Tuesday, we had a fellowship in our home. And I gave him the address. But I didn't felt it from my heart that he's going to come. So, but I said, okay. And then I went back. And on Tuesday, what happens, you know, in India, like, India is half an hour late. Like, if the fellowship is 6 p.m., or like 6:30 p.m., we tell people it's 6 p.m. So they reach at 6 p.m. You know, like, everybody has everything, you know. Like, in India, it's like a custom. So I told him, like, we have fellowship at 6 p.m. If you're interested, you can come. So on Tuesday, you know, it was about 5:50, and somebody knocked my door, and I said, "Oh, who came so early?" I never expected, you know. So I opened my door, and he was the same guy who was standing there, and he had a big smile. And I said, "Please come in." He said, "Please wait, I have more friends with me. I brought them also." And he brought 4 new people. So it's so easy, you know, if we pray for one labor, it's not our headache, it's God's headache to send us labor, you know. Make our headache God's headache, you know, like, son, what he do, you know, he make his headache Father's headache. So he's free, he can enjoy, he can play the game, he can play horseshoe, you know, he can swim, everything he can do, because he knew, he's not going to take, you know, doing this thing, Father is doing. And Father maybe, you know, going outside searching things for the son. The son is free. The same thing God says with us. You know, why we have relationship? Because God wants to know, let us know that as a son goes to the Father, you come to me. So he brought 4 people, and now again I am making short. So he prayed, and then we share him, you know, pray for labor, because how you got healed. And he prayed, God gave him 1 labor. And the labor was just in a 4 months. And he's an old guy, you know, when he prayed, and God gave him a person, he's about 50 years old. And he has a daughter who is about 25, and she has a daughter also. So one day the daughter called to the father and said, "Father, can you come to my home?" And then he asked why. She said, "When you come, then I will tell you." So, you know, in the evening, father went to the home, and he saw there was a bunch of people in the home, which shouldn't be there. So father got scared and said, "What happened?" And the daughter told the father that my daughter, who is a year old, we took her to the doctor, and doctor said she had a hole in the heart, and she just going to be dying in 2 or 3 hours. So he said, "Don't worry, you know, the God to whom now I worship," and he's in the world just for a week. Just in a week he came in the world. And he said, because his son was also got healed, so I made it, you know, shorter. So, and he knew that when his son can heal, you know, his granddaughter could be healed, and he commanded the hole be complete, you know. Command, and then, you know, an hour spent, 2 hours, 3, 10, 20, a day spent, nothing happened. And the father of the small daughter, he was not a believer, so he said, "What happened to my daughter? Being weak, she became more active." So he got some doubt, and he took the daughter to the another doctor, and he brought the reports also. So he showed the report first to the doctor, and the new doctor read the report. He said, "Yes, it's written here that she had a hole in the heart, but I will check. You know, I will X-ray her, re-X-ray." So he took the baby, the 1-year-old girl, in the X-ray machine, and started his computer. And there was a display, doctor was sitting for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. And then the father asked, what happened, doctor? Why are you not saying anything? He said, I'm not seeing anything because there is no hole in the heart. And you know, the doctor was so shocked because he said, I read in the report, it's there. So he said, maybe, you know, there might be some problem in my computer. So he started turning it on, turning it off. He did twice or thrice. There was nothing. Then he started beating his computer, you know. something wrong in my computer. But the doctor said, finally, after an hour, the doctor said, you praise God because God healed your daughter. In the report, it's there. But my X-ray machine is okay. And your daughter is healed. Go back and take the daughter back. She's happy. And now she's about a year, 4 months, 5 months. Like 5 months it happened. And for 5 months, she's so healthy, so good. And the father started his own fellowship in his home. See, and the believer, he started his own four fellowship, and now there is no space. People are standing outside. And he invited me. I go there, but I don't share. I said, you share. You have the same spirit of God, and God will tell you what to share, and he's sharing his fellowship. And we are in the U.S., and still, you know, the fellowship is going on. So it's so simple, you know, if we ask God, if we go to God for praying for one hungry laborer, he will not let us down. And if somebody asks me, you know, now you can ask me, I don't have a doubt, because God already gave me one laborer, so I have a testimony. So he will never let you down. So this much I would like to share with you, because we have a short time. God bless you, and we will see you all in India now. God bless you. Thank you. He wants to stand up.
सबको दिखाई दे।
You can see you all.
सबसे पहले मैं ईश्वर का धन्यवाद करता हूँ और आप सबको क्या वो हिंदी में बोलते हैं परमेश्वर आपको बहुत बहुत आशीष दे।
You understand? God bless you all exceedingly abundantly.
क्योंकि और मैं ईश्वर का धन्यवाद करता हूँ कि ईश्वर ने हमें इस योग बनाया कि हम आप सबसे मुलाकात हुई।
And we are very thankful to God again, you know, open a door to have fellowship with the wonderful believers and learn from you all.
और अपने डॉनी का पैटी का भी धन्यवाद करता हूँ कि इन्होंने यहाँ बुलाया जिससे आप सबसे मुलाकात हुई।
And really, you know, we are thankful to God that God put in Mr. Donny's heart and his wife's heart to invite us and so that we can have fellowship with the wonderful believers of North Carolina, South Carolina is also there, no?
Georgia
and Atlanta.
और मैं अपने कैन पैटी का भी धन्यवाद करता हूँ कि उन्होंने आपके देश में बुलाया।
And Mr. Ken Petty, you know, who also invited us in USA.
और सबसे ज्यादा धन्यवाद करता हूँ कि ईश्वर ने हमारे देश में एक ऐसा याजक भेजा जिनके द्वारा ये ज्ञान आया, मिस्टर संगत सिंह बेंस।
And more thankful to God who gave us such a wonderful teacher who born in Japan, you know, studying in America. And if you ask and if you meet an Indian guy in USA and you ask him, would you like to go back to India? He said no. But he, you know, God put in his heart to go to India and, you know, for us. So we are very thankful to God, our Father.
क्योंकि उन्होंने हमेशा ईश्वर की ओर से इसके ऊपर देख के ईश्वर की ओर चलना सिखाया।
So he always taught us, just look only to God and if you have anything, ask God, don't come to me.
क्योंकि अभी इसके ऊपर चलने से मैंने देखा लोगों ने जो गवाहियां दी इतनी अच्छी अच्छी क्योंकि ईश्वर उनके साथ है।
And I saw, you know, that we have the same God in US. Your testimony really blessed me so much. And I knew that when I will go back, I will share your testimony in India also.
क्योंकि आप लोगों ने इतनी अच्छी अच्छी गवाहियां दी हैं तो मैं अब क्या आपको बताऊं क्योंकि खुद लगता है कि आप खुद ईश्वर के ऊपर डिपेंड
नाउ आई एम थिंकिंग यू ऑलरेडी डिपेंडिंग अपॉन गॉड व्हाट टू शेयर विद यू आई एम थिंकिंग यू नो आई एम कंफ्यूज्ड
क्योंकि हिंदुस्तान के अंदर भी हमारे क्या है कि वो भी जब ईश्वर की ओर देखने लग पड़े तो आप जैसी गवाहियां देते बहुत ही आपके साथ
लाइक द बिलीवर्स ऑफ इंडिया दे आर डूइंग द सेम थिंग व्हेन दे स्टार्ट लुकिंग ओनली टू गॉड लुक ओनली टू गॉड सो दैट्स व्हाई दे हैव आल्सो द टेस्टिमनीज
क्योंकि वो लोग तो नहीं जानते क्योंकि हाथ की बनाई हुई मूर्तियों के पीछे चलते हैं तो वो नहीं जानते कि ये असली गॉड कौन है
एंड बिकॉज दे आर वेरी कंफ्यूज दे हैव 335 समथिंग मिलियंस गॉड एंड गॉडेस एंड दे आर सो कंफ्यूज एंड दे डोंट नो हु इज वन ट्रू गॉड सो बट देयर हार्ट इज वेरी डिवोटिंग टुवर्ड्स वन ट्रू गॉड बट दे डोंट नो वन ट्रू गॉड
क्योंकि जब उनके पास ये सच्चाई आती है और बताते हैं कि देखो ये ईश्वर है और तुम अनजाने ईश्वर को छोड़ के तुम ऐसे ईश्वर के पास जा रहे हो और जब वो जाते हैं क्योंकि उस जिसके पीछे वो चलते हैं तो उसके पीछे 2-3 घंटे वो दिल से ईश्वर से प्रार्थना करते हैं
सो व्हेन गॉड गेव अस लेबर and we start sharing with them, you know, who is one true God. And if you start worshiping one true God, then you will see the result. And they go back and they start doing those things. And from the next day, they have a testimony.
तो जब वो सच्चे ईश्वर के पीछे जाते हैं तो वो सच में बहुत कुछ ईश्वर से पाते हैं और दिल से उसके ऊपर चलना शुरू करते हैं और अपने अपने पड़ोसी रिश्तेदार सबको बताते हैं, देखो ये चीज उपलब्ध है। जैसे आप लोगों ने अभी गवाहियां दी, वो भी चंगे होते हैं, किसी तरह चंगाई पाते हैं, तो वो बहुत ही आपसे लोगों को बताते
हैं। So when they got healed by themselves and they start getting benefit from God, they don't ashamed, they don't feel shy to proclaim God, you know. And when then they meet their neighbors and the neighbor asks, what happened to you? So they share God's word, what happened, who is doing miracles and wonderful thing in their life. And the neighbor blessed and they start also worshipping one true God.
क्योंकि जैसे इसमें लिखा है, मैंने तो ये पढ़ा और जैसे बताते हैं व्यवस्था विवरण 30 के 31 के 6 में।
I would like to share with you Deuteronomy 30, chapter 31. Yeah, Deuteronomy. तिवारी जी का छोटा करके ये जब हम मैंने एक वाली सोच बुझी दो वाली कितना है इकतीस का कितना है
छः
सिक्स 31:6 Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
क्योंकि इसमें कहा तू हियाब बांध, क्योंकि ईश्वर जो हमारा पिता है, ईश्वर नहीं बल्कि हमारा पिता है, वो हमको कितना हियाब देता है।
So see, you know how God encourages, you know, as you shared. So how God encourages, so He's our Father and always He always encourages, pushes, you know, our faith.
क्योंकि जैसे आपके देश में जो इनके वो प्राइम मिनिस्टर है, अगर प्रेसिडेंट है और वो बड़े हियाब से आपको कहे कि किसी बात की चिंता मत करना और मत डरना, तो आपकी सोच हमेशा क्या चलेगी?
So you know if one day you know your phone is ringing and you say hello and he said hi I'm Bush. So and he said and he start talking with you and what will happen to you? You'll be sad or happy? Happy, and you know because the president of USA is calling you and he says, my friend, don't worry of anything, you know, I'm with you.
क्योंकि आप
will you be in sorrow or what will you where you will be? Will be on the top, you know, because will boost, you know.
क्योंकि हम क्या है आंखों से बैकग्राउंड देखते हैं कितना पावरफुल आदमी है.
And why do we believe on him? Because we knew he's the president of USA and he has authority, you know, he can do anything. So we seek or by our carnal eyes what background he has.
क्योंकि हम जानते हैं और अगर इसी आंखों से हम इसको देखते हैं तो वो तो पूरी दुनिया का मालिक है और कितना ताकतवर है.
बट वी सी फॉर द सेम कार्नल आइज़ एंड वी रीड स्क्रिप्चर देन वी केम टू नो दैट मिस्टर बुश इज ओनली द प्रेजिडेंट ऑफ वन नेशन बट गॉड ही इज द प्रेजिडेंट ऑफ ऑल यूनिवर्स ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड.
तो हमको कितना गर्व होगा.
सो हाउ मच प्राउड वी हैव वी कैन फील यू नो.
क्योंकि जैसे अभी उन्होंने बोला कितना अच्छा अभी डैनियल में से आपको पढ़ाया.
Again, Mr. John Louis, he shared about like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, you know, so wonderfully.
जैसे उन्होंने गवाही दी अपनी लड़की की और वो बैठे हैं
जिन्होंने की. And she shared about, you know, like
उन्होंने वो गवाही दी एक को जिसको फोन पे बताया.
And she shared and everybody shared, you know.
ये बच्चे ने खास तौर से छोटे से बच्चे
ने really blessed me, you know.
तो क्यों दी? क्योंकि जब हम इधर देखते हैं परमेश्वर की ओर तो हम जानते हैं वो हमारे साथ है और हमेशा इसमें लिखा है आगे कि मैं तेरे आगे आगे चलने वाला, तेरे पीछे पीछे चलने वाला, ना तो तुझे धोखा दूंगा ना मैं तुझे छोड़ूंगा.
सो व्हाई डू वी हैव द टेस्टिमनीज़ बिकॉज़ वी नो आवर फादर ही इज अ फेथफुल फादर एंड व्हाटएवर वी आस्क हिम ही गिव्स अस एंड ही प्रॉमिस्ड इन द वर्ड व्हेरेवर वी गो ही विल गो विद अस.
तो क्या जब हिंदुस्तान के लोग ये जान जाते हैं, क्योंकि जब वो अपनी आंखों से इसको देखने लग पड़ते हैं और जानते हैं ईश्वर हमें क्या कह रहा है, मैं तेरे आगे आगे चलने वाला, और इतना हियाब उनको आता है तो वो नहीं घबराते.
सो व्हेन द बिलीवर ऑफ इंडिया दे केम टू नो दैट दे हैव हु इज विद देम सो दे डोंट फियर दे डोंट डिस्करेज दे न्यू दैट माय फादर इज विद मी एंड व्हेयरएवर आई गो आई प्रे एंड गॉड विल गिव मी द रिजल्ट.
तो जो हमारे जीवन में गवाहियां हैं जैसे अभी बताया, तो हमें लोगों को बताना चाहिए जिससे कि लोगों को पता चले कि सच में जैसे यीशु मसीह ने कहा है कि मैं तो पिता के पास जाता हूं, ये सामर्थ तुम्हें दिए जाता हूं. क्योंकि आप उसको यूज कर रहे हैं, पता चल रहा है कि ये मेरे पास सामर्थ है.
And by this, you know, we might know we have the authority, we have power, and you know, the testimony really increase each other's faith. And how much you bless us, you don't know, only God knows.
तो जैसे मैं अपने ईश्वर से भी मैंने मांग के, जैसे मैं कानपुर गया, मैं कानपुर के लिए थोड़ा सा बताता हूँ.
So I would like to share about Kanpur. You know, you don't know the details, but I make it short. So I would like to share with you the details about the Kanpur.
क्योंकि बहुत लंबी हो जाएगी.
So, but I knew it will
क्योंकि जब मैंने ईश्वर से प्रार्थना की और मैंने उससे मांगा ईश्वर से कि मैं कानपुर, मेरे दिल में लगाया कि तू कानपुर जा और वहाँ जाके प्रचार कर.
So when I was praying to God and God put in my heart to go to Kanpur and share my word in Kanpur.
तो मैं जब वहाँ गया तो मैं 4 साल कंटिन्यू गया तो मुझे कोई नहीं मिला.
And you all knew that I was going there for 4 years but nobody was there.
पर क्या था, क्योंकि मैं ईश्वर से प्रार्थना करके गया था और मैं जानता था जिसने मुझे कहा, क्योंकि मैंने रोमियो
4
का 19 पढ़ा था, 19-20 में इब्राहिम को परमेश्वर ने वादा किया था कि मैं जो वादा किया था वो बताया था.
सो यू नो ही से इफ यू गो टू सम प्लेस फॉर अ ईयर एंड यू फाइंड यू डिडंट फाइंड एनीवन व्हाट हैपेंस विल यू गो देयर अ सेकंड ईयर अ थर्ड ईयर और फोर्थ ईयर. So, but you know why I didn't get discouraged, because I knew about that from the Romans 4 about the Abraham. You know, Abraham, he had patience for 25 years. So when I brought my 4 years in front of 25 years, no match, you know. So, but what Abraham was doing, you know, he knew that my father, God, not father, God, you know, he promised me and he's going to fulfill His promise, so and God did. So I was, you know, focusing on this thing, and I didn't get discouraged, and I was keep going to Kanpur.
वो बता दें जिस मुझे के बारे में वो confused थे.
हाँ बताओ.
क्योंकि जब मैं ईश्वर से मांग के गया तो 4 साल के बाद एक जगह मेरा भाई है और उसने मुझे कहा कि ये पागल हो गया और यहाँ बताता है इसलिए इसको कोई नहीं मिलता.
So one of his cousin, you know, and he's from.
क्योंकि गलत शिक्षा है.
He's going to the church. He's from the Christian background, and he's. Call, tell to the people, see the crazy man, he's coming from Delhi to Kanpur, which is about 380 miles, 350 miles, like 7 hours train journey. And he says, you know, God will give him one labor, and he didn't get any labor for 4 years, so he started making fun of him.
So वहाँ पे जब भाई ने मुझे कहा ये पागल हो गया कि इसको बुलाओ, और वहाँ पे उसने 10-12 आदमी को बुलाया और बैठा के मेरे से बातचीत करी और बताने लग पड़ा, क्योंकि मैं कहता था यीशु परमेश्वर नहीं है, परमेश्वर का पुत्र है.
सो वन डे यू नो व्हाट हैपेंड, वन डे आई गेट द चांस टू शेयर विद माय ब्रदर माय कजन दैट ही सेड दैट जीसस क्राइस्ट इज गॉड एंड आई वाज सेइंग यू नो ही इज द सन ऑफ गॉड एंड ही सेड वाटर बैप्टिज्म इज एसेंशियल एंड आई सेड नो वी हैव द स्पिरिट ऑफ गॉड लाइक रोमन्स 10 इज नाउ सो देयर इज आर्ग्यूमेंट सो वन लाइक सो दे वर कीप आर्ग्यूइंग एवरी ईयर बट द फिफ्थ ईयर व्हेन ही वाज गोइंग टू द कानपुर ही डिसाइडेड दैट दिस टाइम व्हेन माय ब्रदर भूपेंद्र विल कम एंड आई विल करेक्ट हिम. You know, so he arranged a meeting and he brought 15 pastors from the different churches and he called invited him come and I will show you.
तो जब मैं वहाँ गया तो वहाँ से मेरी ये बहस चली कि नहीं पानी का बत्तीसवां जरूरी है, पर मैंने कहा नहीं.
छोटे बोल दो, मैं बोल दूँगा,
क्योंकि इसमें लिखा है रोमियो 10 का 9 जो कार्य करता है उसके लिए है, और वो 32वां मिल गया, बाहर हो गया.
So then you know he came and he saw the 12 people, so he said he prayed to God. And you know they start the conversation started about the baptism, so then he shared about you know it's not the compulsory. So they little bit they got angry because he was showing from the written word and they were you know arguing verbally. And then another topic started about the Christ is God and he's not the Son of God. So he shared with them for 2 hours, but they didn't believe and they said no it's wrong teaching. He said I'm proving you from the scripture even though you are not angry. So in 12 people there was one people whose name is Mr. Tiwari. He was also in that group with them. He was listening what he was sharing. So finally you know God input he said you know, okay not I'm not going to share with you more because you are not you I already wasted 2 hours on you. So as he just about to close the Bible you know God put in his heart just share this thing from the scripture and then close the Bible.
तो एकदम से मेरे ईश्वर ने मुझे बताया कि तू एक वचन शेयर कर. तो मैंने मरकुस 5 अच्छे से पढ़ दो.
सो एनीबडी कैन रीड फ्रॉम मार्क चैप्टर 5 वर्स 6 एंड गॉड पुट इन हिज हार्ट शेयर दिस थिंग विद देम इफ दे आर ओके देन ओके इफ दे डोंट एग्री देन यू लीव.
ये बता दो ना कि जैसे दुष्ट आत्मा किस में रहती है और
पवित्र आत्मा किस में रहती है, तो बताऊंगा
ना। छह खाली
एंड डू यू नो लाइक दिस स्क्रिप्ट
सिक्स फाइव सिक्स
बट व्हेन दिस और दिस
बट व्हेन ही सॉ जीसस अफार ऑफ ही रैन एंड वर्शिप्ड
हिम। या सो यू नो अबाउट दिस स्क्रिप्चर, यू रेड मेनी टाइम्स, एंड डू यू नो लाइक वेयर डेविल स्पिरिट वर्क, हाउ डेविल स्पिरिट वर्क्स, इट वर्क्स इन अ मैन, एंड हाउ where Holy Spirit works, you know, where Holy Spirit lives, it's also live in the man. So both of the spirit, they live in man. And a good man, a good sense man, will ever live in the graveyard or the tombs? A good sense man, he will live there? No. So how do you, then what do you think? What he has? Devil spirit, you know. So you are clear. So he was clear, you know, he was clearing, he was sharing the same thing with them.
And
seven?
And cried with a loud voice and said, what hast I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not.
क्योंकि जब यीशु वहां से आया तब वो आदमी दौड़ा दौड़ा आया तो उसके अंदर से कौन बोला?
So he asked a question to them, you know, when Christ was coming from the boat and the person was you know, who was shouting, he was saying this thing, is the person was speaking or who was speaking? Who was speaking? Devil spirit. You know, devil was speaking, and what he said, she said,
Hey, Paramparadhan,
Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God.
तो क्या बोला कि हे परम प्रधान परमेश्वर, ये तो नहीं बोला हे परम प्रधान परमेश्वर।
सो ही द डेविल स्पिरिट डिडंट टोल्ड सेड दिस थिंग, यू नो, ओ मोस्ट हाई गॉड, ही सेड सन ऑफ मोस्ट हाई गॉड।
तो मैंने जब वो दुष्ट आत्मा नहीं कंफ्यूज हो रही तो आप क्यों कंफ्यूज हो रही?
देन आई आस्क्ड देम, यू नो, लाइक व्हाट स्पिरिट क्राइस्ट हैज, एंड दे सेड जीसस क्राइस्ट हैज अ होली स्पिरिट। देन ही आस्क्ड द पास्टर्स व्हाट क्राइस्ट व्हाट द अदर पर्सन हैड, देन ही से डेविल स्पिरिट, दे बोथ आर स्पिरिट, एंड ही सेड व्हेन द डेविल स्पिरिट नॉट कंफ्यूज्ड, देन व्हाई आर यू कंफ्यूज्ड? दे नो ईच अदर, यू नो, ही सेड सन ऑफ मोस्ट हाई, डिडंट से सन ऑफ ओ मोस्ट हाई गॉड, ही सेड द सन ऑफ मोस्ट हाई गॉड, ही सेड व्हेन the devil spirit, you know, it's not confused, then why are you confused?
तो मैंने तो बंद करी और उसके बाद मैंने कहा जिसको जरूरत है वो आज सुन लेगा, मैं अपना चला गया।
So he said, okay, this is what I would like to share with you. I closed my Bible and I said, if anybody is interested, follow me. So he just start leaving the home.
मैं जैसे चलने लग पड़ा तो बाहर मैं जब चला गया दूर तो तिवारी मिस्टर, एक आदमी जो मिस्टर कैलाशनाथ तिवारी, और उसने आके मुझे रोका कि मैं आपसे जो आपने बताया मुझे बहुत अच्छा लगा और मैं सुनना चाहता हूँ।
So you know, when I was leaving that room and I was outside, you know, one of the person, Mr. Kailashnath Tiwari, he ran towards me and, you know, slowly he said, can you wait? And he said, yes, but he said, I really enjoyed what you shared and I would like to know more.
क्योंकि मैं तो ईश्वर से क्या एक प्यासा मांग रहा था, क्योंकि एक प्यासा तू देगा एक लाख के बराबर होगा।
Because I was praying for one hungry soul and I knew that one soul will be like a million for me.
तो वही शख्स जो मेरे पीछे आया और उसने मुझे कहा कि मैं आपसे चलना चाहता हूँ, आप कहाँ रहते हैं मुझे बताओ, मैं आपके घर आऊंगा।
So then he said, where do you live? I want to come to your home and learn more. And he said, I don't have home in Kanpur. We can go to the park and I can teach you there. And he said, no, I have my home in Kanpur. And come with me now. I will show you now. Because if you leave now and you will not see my house. And if you come back again to your brother, he will not show you. So it's better to go now and I will show you.
तो जब मैं आया तो उन्होंने मुझे अपने घर ले गए, तो अगले दिन मैं जब घर गया तो उनको मैंने ये सब, उन्होंने मेरे से बहुत क्वेश्चन करे और मैंने सब बताया।
So next day in the morning, you know, he showed me his house in the evening and next morning I went and he had many questions and I prayed to God and God answered all the questions and he was so blessed.
उसके बाद आप यकीन नहीं करो, मैं डेढ़ साल तक दिल्ली से कानपुर उस एक आदमी के लिए शिक्षा देने आता रहा।
so then
और
for,
वो चार चार पांच पांच घंटे बैठ के शिक्षा लेते थे।
So then for an a year and a half, I was just going for one labor, just working on him, and I shared with him for like 7 hours, 5 hours, and for an a year and a half, like 18 months, I was going only for one, because I knew like this one is like a million, and not every month, and I knew that God gave me one, and my focus in my mind it's like a million. But his brother, on the other hand, you know, he's making fun of him. He said, see a crazy guy, he said, one like a million, how is possible? So, you know, the people, like, they're all making fun of him. So will you labor for one man for a year and a half?
तो क्यों? क्योंकि प्यासा है.
Why? Because God showed you. That's why you will go.
आज ईश्वर ने उस एक आदमी के द्वारा मुझे कानपुर में हजारों आदमी दिए कि आप अभी ये जाएंगे तो देखेंगे, कनपट्टी तो देख चुके हैं.
So like, and now there are thousands of believers in Kanpur, even I don't know how many believers are there. And Mr. Dhoni is going to visit in Kanpur, and when he will come back, then he will show you it's not a fake, it's a real, you know. So, and... और बताओ ना,
क्योंकि
मकान वाली,
क्योंकि जब मेरे को आदमी जब धीरे धीरे वहाँ बढ़ने लग पड़े, तिवारी जी के घर सत्संग शुरू हो गया और जब धीरे धीरे लोग बढ़ने लग पड़े तो तिवारी जी का घर तो बहुत छोटा सा था और वो कमरा भर गया.
So you know, when it was the beginning of the in the Kanpur, the place where I was sharing God's word to Mr. Tiwari, it was a shop, and I saw the shop was filling up, and you know this the shop is small, and the people are very much. So we prayed, and God showed in my heart that we should start the fellowship in Kanpur in Mr. Tiwari's house. So they moved the fellowship in Mr. Tiwari's house, and there was a fellowship started. And after 2 months, like Mr. Tiwari, he has 3 rooms. And there's a wall, then another room, then wall, then another room. So what he saw, you know, the room was packed in 2 months, like full, and people were standing outside. So he came to him and asked, what should I do? You see, you know, my home is full, what should I do? And he said, why are you asking me? Ask God.
वो बताएगा रास्ता कि क्या करना चाहिए.
And he will tell you, you know, what to do.
उसकी चिंता है.
It's his problem, not your problem.
So उन्होंने कहा कि मैंने ईश्वर से प्रार्थना करी, बाद में मुझे बोले और मेरे मन में ईश्वर ने कहा कि ये दीवार तोड़ दे दी.
So you know, then you know he prayed to God at the same night. And next week when I went in the fellowship, what I saw there was he broke the wall, like 2 rooms now 1 room. So he broke the wall. So yeah, what happened? He said I prayed to God and God put in my heart to break the wall. I broke the wall.
तो उन्होंने दीवार तोड़ दी और कुछ महीने के बाद फिर वो दूसरा कमरा भी भर गया.
So again, you know,
फिर उन्होंने मैं क्या करूं, तो मैंने कहा जो पहले करा था वो अब करो.
So again, Mr. Tiwari, when he saw like just in 3 or 4 months, again his 2 rooms became packed, you know. And again he came to him and said, what to do? He said, what you did before? You went after all.
तो आज आप यकीन करो उन्होंने पूरा घर तोड़ के अपना हॉल बना दिया.
And now the next week I went there, then I saw there was no other wall. He broke the another wall and now 3 rooms like a 1 room. He has only hall in his home. He don't have rooms in his home. No privacy, you know.
ईश्वर ने इतने अच्छे लोग वहाँ दिए और उसके अंदर से भी लीडर निकाल के दिए.
So you know when he saw it, like now the hall is small. So then he said, what should we do now? So they both prayed and God said, you know, you start your own leaders meeting and leaders will come. You share with the leaders and leaders are their own fellowship. Like this is split.
तो आज वहाँ के कानपुर के लीडर यंग, बिल्कुल सब जवान जवान बच्चे, 18, 19, 20, 20 साल के, 25 साल के लड़के बहुत अच्छा काम कर रहे हैं.
So now there are young leaders like 18, 19, 20, like 25, and they are doing so wonderful work in their areas, and they started their own fellowship. And even in the leaders meeting, now the room is small and the leaders are overflowing.
तो वहाँ पे भी मैंने क्या कहा कि मैंने ईश्वर से मांगा कि अब कानपुर से बाहर वचन जाए.
सो देन आई सॉ यू नो द वर्ड इन कानपुर इज यू नो स्प्रेडिंग सो माइटली. सो आई प्रेड गॉड गिव मी द पीपल सो दैट योर वर्ड शुड गो टू द डिफरेंट एरिया, डिफरेंट स्टेट नाउ फ्रॉम कानपुर.
तो जब मैंने बताया कि जिस तरह दिल्ली में से आके मैंने कानपुर में यहाँ वचन दिया, तो आप भी इसी तरह ईश्वर से मांगो तो आपको भी ईश्वर यहाँ से बाहर लेके.
So I share the same thing which I learned from my teacher, Mr. Sangat Singh Bains. You know, pray for laborers and you pray and the leaders start praying and now, you know, making more shorter. Now many, many cities, you know, and states are opened up and when you all visit, you will see by your eyes. And not the India, you know, like the new country opened up, like Nepal, you have Canada and Mexico, we have Nepal. And it's just a 4 months and there are about 40 believers in the Nepal and next time it might be more.
अभी की बता दो गवाई.
अभी लंबा हो जाएगा ना यार.
छोटी सी मैं तुम बता दो ना, मैं नहीं बोल रहा ना, तुम बता.
So like he want to share but like very short testimony. Like there is a boy, he's called Happy and he's really happy. And you know, and he also did the, he's about 25 and he prayed for labor and labor from like 400 miles he came to him. And I'm making sure and then Happy shared the word. And he was so bad, he went back and he brought the Bible. And he's also Hindu, he's from Hindu religion. Sada. And one day when he was reading the Bible, his father said, what are you reading? He said, I'm reading the Bible. He said, are you a Christian? He said, no. And you know, then the father became angry. And But the boy was about 18, so he couldn't beat him. So, and then after a week, you know, the God put in boy's heart to go back again to happy to learn more. So he asked his father, can I go to the Kanpur? And he said, no. Then again, you know, the boy was sad, and the next day boy prayed. And after 2 days, the father came to boy and said, do you want to go to Kanpur? He said, yes. He became happy. And he said, but I will not let you go alone. I will go with you and check whether are you going to a church or where. You know, I am sharing the testimony because if he shares, it takes double time. So I remember the testimony because I shared many places in India and in US, so I remember. And then, you know, and now see, and the father came. And father, then happy prayed to God, what should I share with the father? Happy, then God put in his heart, share this. And happy shared, and the father was so blessed, and he said, yes, this is not Christianity, this is about one true God. And see, you know, happy prayed for one labor, now two labors. And father said, yeah, you stay with happy for a week, and I'm going back because I have some work. So happy went, the father went back, and boy stayed for a week, and went back, and then again, boy started praying for the labor. And his elder brother came to him and said, what are you reading? He said, I'm reading the Bible. Then again, same question, are you Christian? He said, no, I'm not a Christian. So he shared about the, you know, what, who we are, who is Christ, who is God. And the elder brother was so blessed. He said, I will also, whenever you read the Bible, call me and I would like to read with you, teach me. So after, you know, after 2 months, again, God put in his heart, you know, the boy heart to go back again, Kanpur, to learn more, to happy. And again, you know, the boy, the younger boy went to father, can I go? He said, yes, of course, you can go. And the elder brother was standing there and he said, Daddy, I also want to go. And father said, go. So see, now three labors, one, two, three. So it's so simple, you know, praying for one labor, it's, you know, God will bless with the labors. And he came and, you know, had fellowship and went back. And the elder brother is more, you know, what we say, more desire to the younger brother. So his the elder brother friend, wife was very sick for many years, so he shared the word with the elder brother, with the friend, and friend said, is it possible? He said, yes, everything possible to God. So this time, you know, God put in their heart to invite happy, and then they call happy and said, can you come to our home? We want to start a fellowship. And then happy asked God, should I go there? God said, yes, you should go. You know, happy went there, and the elder brother invited his friend and the wife in the fellowship. And happy shared what is available, who is God, who is Father. And everybody was so blessed. And the elder brother brought his friend to the happy and said, can you do ministering for him? And he said, no, I will not do. You do. And he said, can I do? I'm very new in the world. He said, yes. Then he shared with him about the mark, whosoever believe. And he asked the elder brother, do you believe? He said, yes. Then he said, you do. So he commanded the wife whatsoever was there. And at the same time, she got healed. She went back and her family believe because they saw they spent a lot of money on doctors. So and you know, she shared the whole family started coming in the fellowship. And now in 7 months they started more new fellowships, and they are running the fellowship, not the happy. But happy went there once in a month, but otherwise they. So see, you know how happy prayed, and God sent a labor for like 400 miles away. So it's not our problem, it's God's problem, because God said you what our work is just
बस एक और मैं कहूंगा कि जैसे अभी उन्होंने सिस्टर ने गवाही दी थी उस आदमी के लिए बताने के लिए फोन पे जिसकी गवाही दे रहे थे ना जो अर्जेंट टाइप का था
अरे वो छोड़ दो ना
क्योंकि टाइम भी बहुत हो रहा है और लंच का टाइम हो गया भूख लग रही होगी क्योंकि बहुत मेरे पास तो इतनी गवाही है
But this time I will make it short. And this much.
पर मुझे कल लीडर मीटिंग भी बहुत अच्छा लगा क्योंकि आप सब ईश्वर के लीडर हैं.
And I am very blessed to see all the wonderful leaders. You all are the leaders. You all are the leaders of God.
क्योंकि आप एक-एक आदमी को भी अगर जीत के लाओगे तो अभी जितने यहाँ बैठे उससे डबल होंगे.
So there might be like 30 people yesterday in the home, and each one win one. Next time 60, then 120, then 240, then I don't know. My mathematics is not good. You can calculate by yourself. It's growing, you know, how it's grow, how it's move.
क्योंकि ईश्वर ने तो आप सबको ये सामर्थ दे चुका है.
Because we all have the same spirit of God, same God.
इसलिए कभी भी किसी को बताने में नहीं घबराना क्योंकि एक जगह मैं पढ़वाऊंगा.
But this is last thing I would like to share.
क्योंकि बताने में नहीं घबराना और जरूर बताना आप सबोदेशक वही जो कल पढ़ा रहे थे ना ये सबोदेशक 11:6
Ecclesiastic, so this, after Proverbs,
11 to 6.
11 to 6, 11-6.
अच्छे सब वो दे सकने
अच्छे
घोर को अपना बीज बो और
Anybody can read? 11:6.
In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they shall both shall whether they both shall be alike good.
तो मैं इसमें से सिर्फ एक बात ये बताना चाहता हूँ क्योंकि हमारे मन में अगर ईश्वर आपके मन में डालता है कि तू इसको बता इस वचन को बता शेयर कर तो आप कभी मत घबराना
सो यू नो व्हेन गॉड पुट इन योर हार्ट टू शेयर समथिंग फ्रॉम द स्क्रिप्चर टू समवन हुम यू नो नेवर मेट बिफोर बट डोंट हेजिटेट डोंट शाय जस्ट प्रोक्लेम गॉड यू नो
क्योंकि साहब कहा कि तू सवेरे और शाम बता बताता रहे
बट गॉड सेड शेयर माय वर्ड मॉर्निंग टू इवनिंग
तो शाम को ये लिखा है क्योंकि तू नहीं जानता कि कौन सफल होगा क्योंकि मैं तो नहीं जानता मैं जिसको जिसको वचन बता रहा हूँ कौन उसमें से निकल कर आएगा
सो इवन आई डोंट नो
कौन सफल होगा
आई डोंट नो हु विल बी हु विल कम बट माय वर्क इज टू शेयर प्रोक्लेम गॉड
ये बता दो ना क्योंकि तू नहीं जानता कि कौन सफल होगा बस
लाइक इट्स रिटन लाइक फॉर थाउ नोस्ट नो वेदर शैल प्रॉस्पर
क्योंकि हम तो नहीं जानते कौन होगा पर ईश्वर तो जानता है मैं किस किस को निकाल
के लाऊं। So we don't know who will come, but God knows, but God knew who will come.
तो इसलिए आप बताने में मत घबराओ बताओ क्योंकि सामर्थ के साथ आपने अभी गवाहियां दी इसी सामर्थ के साथ आपके साथ काम हुआ
Because God is with you and we have the spirit of Christ in us.
तो इसी तरह सामर्थ के साथ आप लोगों को बताओ तो जब आपके साथ गवाहियां से कितना आराम आ रहा है तो क्यों नहीं ये आपके साथ बताओगे तो लोग निकल कर आएंगे
एंड वी ड्यू दैट यू विल हैव द सेम टेस्टिमनी एज़ वी हैव एंड नो एंड यू आर डूइंग
तो मैं ईश्वर का बहुत धन्यवाद करता हूँ
सो आई एम वेरी थैंकफुल टू गॉड एंड गॉड ब्लेस यू